When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to my podcast, Breaking Beyond Guided Meditation. My name is Jill and I'm a shamanic practitioner, meditation coach and teacher in Green Bay, Wisconsin. I have been broadcasting and distributing my meditations for over 8 years. I hope you enjoy my guided meditations. Go ahead and take a nice deep breath in all the way down to the belly. And slowly exhale. Nice deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Last one, deep breath in. And slowly exhale. Go ahead and relax the breath, keeping it low in the belly. Allow your body to find that natural rhythm, that gentle flow of breath, just like the flow of an ocean wave. Where the breath comes in, the tide comes in, the breath goes out, the tide goes out. Go ahead and relax your shoulders. Feel that relaxation move down your arms, all the way to the tips of your fingers. As the thoughts come into your mind, don't attach to them. Observe as if watching them move across the front of your face and carrying on. Our focus is on the breath and allowing that breath to take us to a deeper sense of relaxation, to seed us into our practice today. We're going to begin by visualizing ourselves sitting next to a stream. Water flowing over rocks and making such sweet sounds. That white noise that just brings us deeper into relaxation. Feel the dirt and the earth underneath us and smell the damp soil in our nose. As we look around, everywhere, trees, as we're sitting next to this small stream deep in a forest. As you look, you'll notice that the stream is just off a path. You can see the path stretched out, carving its way through the forest. Sitting next to you on the ground is a book. I want you to pick it up and place it in your lap. Feel the cover of the book and the spine. Smell it, that book smell. Notice any symbols or writing on the book. Go ahead and open its pages. You're going to notice that there's a letter stuffed between its pages, an envelope with a name on it. I want you to pull out the envelope and set the book aside. The envelope and letter inside are not for you, for someone else. And we're going to go on a little mission to deliver it. Leaving the book next to the stream, I want you to stand up and begin to follow the path. The path that cuts through the trees and beyond. Following the stream to your side. As you walk, you feel your feet rise and fall and reconnect to the earth. Looking at the envelope in your hand, curious about the letter inside. As you read the name on the outside of the envelope, I don't want you to think too much about whether or not you know them, who it's for. Just acknowledge the name. As you continue down the path, you'll come to a place or a fork in the road and a sign. One that points left and one that points right. The path to the right is the detour and the one we're going to take today. I want you to begin to follow. If you saw any words written on the sign, just remember them. Continue walking. This path is a little more narrow, and it's very possible the landscape begins to change from the forest to something else. Continue to follow the path. Feeling your feet rise and fall. In the distance, you're going to see a small building or cottage, cabin. The envelope you have in your hand is for the person who resides in that building. As you approach the door, I want you to notice the shape of the door, texture of the door, anything special with a knocker or the doorknob. Allow the details to come into your mind. And then knock at the door. As the door opens, the face on the other side, your host, is someone you may or may not recognize. I want you to explain to them that you have a letter addressed to them that you're here to deliver. They are very gracious and they invite you in. As you enter this small cabin, I want you to notice the table and chairs sitting next to a fireplace. They ask you to sit at the table and bring you something to drink and begin to ask about the envelope. You explain you found it in a book, you don't know much about it, just that you're directed to come here and give it to them. They open the envelope and begin to read. As they do, it becomes very clear that the letter is actually addressed to you. The contents of the letter indicate that you have a burning question, something that's laying heavy on your heart. question that maybe you don't quite know how to ask or afraid of the answer. A question that involves others, your relationship with them, or lack of. A question about your future, or a question about your past. Your host takes your hand and asks you to come to the fireplace where you need to seek your answer and ask your question. As you approach the small fireplace and you stand directly in front of it with your host holding your hand, I want you to notice that the frame of the fireplace, the opening begins to become larger, almost like a doorway where you can walk through. Your host is going to ask you to think about what you fear, what keeps you up at night, what prevents you from sleeping, what do you worry about during the day? What thoughts continue to race in your mind and spin over and over again? This is where you will find your question. Hold it in your heart. As you're standing in front of the opening of this fireplace, flames burning in the fireplace, your host explains that you'll be walking through the fire to get to your answer. Don't be afraid. The fire will not burn you. It's merely a means of getting from one place to another. Hold the hand of your host. I'm going to count down from 3 to 1, and you'll step into the fire. As you do, you're going to be in a memory, or you're going to be in a future version of yourself. This is where I'm going to leave you. Begin by looking down at your feet, taking a breath and stepping into that place. Ready? On 3, 2, 1. Take your step forward into the fire with your host. And watch your answer unfurl. I'll call you back when it's time. Thank you. time to step back through the fireplace. Taking the hand of your host. And one, two, three, making your way back through. Sitting back into the cabin. Feeling your feet on the floor. As you return to this place, the fireplace resumes its old position. And a large doorway shrinks back down to the small opening with the fire burning inside. Your host folds up the letter, placing it back in the envelope and handing it over to you. In addition to the envelope, they're going to place a gift in your hand. Something to help remind you of your truth and the answers that you sought today. Take the item and pull it into your heart center and take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. Opening and stepping back out onto the path, saying your goodbyes. Looking at that small path that cuts in front of you, moving its way up to the trees, through the forest. Feel yourself step back out onto the path, feeling the hardened earth underneath your feet, and begin to walk, feeling your feet rise and fall, going back the way you came, along this path, cuts through the trees, along the stream. Passing the fork in the road, the sign, connecting with the main path back to the stream. Finding your way back to the place you started, where you left the book on the side. Making your way back down, sitting next to the book, placing it in your lap, putting the envelope back in its pages. Feeling the earth under you, and the smell of the earth in your nose, taking the sounds of that stream, its calming waters. And one last look at the trees around you and the leaf canopy above you and the sun rays that try to find their way through. Take a nice deep breath in and slowly exhale. Go ahead and open your eyes. Bring your hands together in prayer position. Take a moment for reflection. Solidify the images that came forward today. Gift you were presented. The moment that you needed to see help answer your question. Take one last deep breath in. Slowly exhale. Becoming fully present in your body. When you're ready, go ahead and open your eyes and come back to me. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed today's meditation. It was a meditation that I did this week actually in my studio, and felt really called to record it and put it out to all of you. We always have these moments in life, right, where we just kind of wish we understood or had a better clarity around a situation or circumstances, and this hopefully offered you an opportunity to do that. And the gift is just it's a tangible thing to bring back so that we don't think it's just only in our heads, and that we're actually connecting to something much greater than ourselves, and able to get those answers. It has something to return with. Say, okay, it's not just in my head. This is really happening. So as always, I wish you all the best and nothing but wholeness.